Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY24 earnings conference call of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mayank Vaswani of CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Vaswani.
Thank you, Zico. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the earnings call for Cera Sanitaryware Limited for the Q1 FY24 earnings, which were announced yesterday. We have with us today the management team comprising Mr. Ayush Bagra, Executive Director, and Mr. Vikas Kothari, CFO of Cera Sanitaryware. We will start with brief opening remarks from the management, following which we will open the call for Q&A. A quick disclaimer before we begin: some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature, and a detailed note in this regard is contained in the results documents that have been shared with all of you earlier. I will now turn the call over to Mr. Ayush Bagra for his opening remarks.
Good morning, everyone. The earnings for the quarter ended 30th June 2023 were adopted by the Board of Directors yesterday, 3rd August 2023. The earnings documents have been released to the stock exchanges. During the quarter, we witnessed encouraging demand for our products as the overall replacement demand remained positive. Cera's product and design emphasis allows us to focus on the B2C segment where it can truly monetize its brand promise. Over the last few years, all efforts have borne fruit to decouple Cera's revenue growth from fluctuations in interest rates and housing demand, thereby insulating it from real estate demand cyclicality. Despite the high base of last year, Q1 FY24 revenues are higher by 7.94% on a YOY basis. The gross margin increased from 53.7% in Q1 FY23 to 54.71% in Q1 FY24. EBITDA was higher by 38% as it increased from 61 crores to 84 crores. EBITDA margin increased from 15.4% in Q1 FY23 to 19.01% in Q1 FY24. Our stated objective was to increase annual EBITDA margins by 50-70 basis points each year. We have surpassed our stated objective as the increase in the EBITDA margins in FY23 has been more than 100 basis points, despite advertising spend in the year increasing from 32 crores in FY22 to 57 crores in FY23. At present, our manufacturing facility continues to function at high utilization levels. During the quarter, the sanitaryware plant capacity utilization was at 100%. In faucetware, the capacity utilization was at 106% during Q1 FY24. The faucetware facility expansion program to take capacity to 400,000 pieces per month is nearing completion and will begin enhanced production from August 2023 in a staggered manner, with full production expected by March 2024. The cost of the project was 69 crores. With project management techniques used to crunch costs, the completed cost will be close to 58 crores. The product mix planned is colored SKUs, quarter-turn SKUs, PVD SKUs, and a few more SKUs that can be taken in from outsourced partners. This will enrich our product mix further. In Q1 FY23, China imports were 10 crores or 2.4% of sales. In Q1 FY24, China imports were 5 crores, 1.2% of sales. Cera was already one of the lowest users of products made in China, and with availability of manufacturing infrastructure in-house, the percentage of Chinese imports to sales has been continuously declining. In a business which is brand-driven, the fulcrum of success is manufacturing quality, plant efficiency, and new product-led growth. With regard to capacity expansion for manufacturing sanitary ware, a fully aggregated land parcel in Gujarat, historically owned by a single owner, is in due diligence. We expect title documents to be executed and other approvals over the next 3 months. During Q1 FY24, no price hikes were undertaken. Our peer group companies increased prices in October-November 2022, while Cera did not. During 2021 and 2022, three rounds of price hikes were undertaken by Cera, which were all a demonstration of pricing power. Currently, we are capitalizing on the market share gained over the last 2 years. Top line increase and margin expansion are the current goals. In sanitary ware, raw materials like China clay went up by 18% and feldspar by 3%, while plaster of Paris and glaze went up by 2 and 3% in Q1 FY24 as compared to Q1 FY23. Zinc went down by 35%. In faucetware, brass prices went down by 7% and Zamac went down by 31% as compared to Q1 FY23. Despite changes in input costs, our increasing plant efficiency ensured improved gross margins in Q1 FY24 of 54.71% as against 53.7% in Q1 FY23. Due to availability of gas from isolated wells near our plant, the pricing of gas from GAIL continues to remain below market and will remain so in the future. Average gas prices have gone down from 35.97 per cubic meter in March 2023 to 29 per cubic meter in June 2023. Normally, GAIL supplies 50% of Cera's gas needs. However, in Q1 FY24, GAIL provided 77% of the gas requirements of the sanitary ware business. Sabarmati, a JV of BPCL and GSPC, pricing went down from 58 rupees per cubic meter in March 2023 to 46 per cubic meter in June 2023, supplying 23% of the gas needs for the plant. The Q1 FY24 weighted average cost of gas is 34 rupees, much lower than industry. Gas costs constitute 1.83% of Cera's top line. Our focus on ESG began in 1995 with installation of a wind energy facility. Capacity was added gradually and a solar plant was installed in 2014. During Q1 FY24, 94% of the energy needs of the two manufacturing facilities were met through in-house renewable energy sources. The retailer loyalty program was launched by Cera in Q1 FY23, which has now completed 15 months. More than 15,300 retailers have uploaded 1.85 lakh invoices. The feedback received from retailers has helped us in understanding the consumer's changing demands, geographical segmentation of SKUs, and evolution of the rewards program to retailers. Besides standardizing invoices, in Q1 FY24, of the total retail sales of 245 crores, more than 73 crores, which is 30% of retail sales in sanitary ware and faucetware, have become eligible to receive rewards through this program. After the success of the loyalty program, a similar program was launched for plumbers across India. Cera has been conducting training workshops for many years now, imparting installation and product knowledge to plumbers. A new program where rewards are provided to plumbers who recommend and facilitate the sale of Cera products is now active. The program communications include program posters at retailers and dealer counters, and a mix of communication channels which include SMS, phone calls, program creatives, and in-person meetings by sales and marketing teams. New product introduction is one of the important growth levers for Cera. During FY22, 72 new products were launched. The average number of products launched historically used to be below 100. During FY23, 699 new products were launched. With the sharp pickup in new design and products launches in the last 2 years, a considerable amount of resources have been deployed at the manufacturing level and at the customer experience level. During Q1 FY24, substantial efforts have been made to ensure that products launched in the last 24 months penetrate deeper into the dealer network and in consumer buying decisions. This is very similar to the route adopted by most FMCG companies. Our highest ever advertising spends was in FY23 of 57 crores at 3% of sales. The budgeted publicity spend for FY24 is expected to be 65 crores at similar percentage of sales. Cera's share of voice was lower than its share of market. And with the increase in advertising expense, the share of voice is getting closer to its share of market. Publicity spends, which were 11.75 crores in Q1 FY23, are now 11.02 crores in Q1 FY24. Population centers of 17 lakhs and above, which are tier 1 cities, constitute 33% of sales. Population centers of 3 lakhs to 17 lakhs are tier 2 cities with 22% of sales. Centers with populations below 3 lakhs are tier 3 cities with 45% of sales. We can go over the financials. Revenue from operations in Q1 FY24 were 427 crores versus 396 crores in Q1 FY23. An increase of 8%. EBITDA excluding other income was 68 crores in Q1 FY24 versus 61 crores in Q1 FY23, an increase of 11%. The gross margin was at 54.71% in Q1 FY24 against 53.7% in Q1 FY23. Profit after tax was 56 crores in Q1 FY24 versus 40 crores in Q1 FY23, an increase of 40% YOY. EPS for Q1 for financial year 24 was 43.35 versus 30.47 in Q1 FY23. For Q1 FY24, 53% of the top line was from sanitaryware, 35% from faucetware, tiles represented 11% and wellness 1%. On a YOY basis, sanitaryware revenues registered an increase of 7%, faucetware revenues increased by 8%, tiles increased by 11% and wellness increased by 22%. The sanitaryware and faucetware verticals remain the bedrock of business with contribution of 88% to our overall revenues. The classification of overall sales in Q1 FY24 was 45% in the premium category, 31% in the mid category, and 24% in the entry category. Inventory days in Q1 FY24 were 74 days compared to 73 days in Q1 FY23. Receivable days in Q1 FY24 were 28 days versus 26 days in Q1 FY23. Payable days in Q1 FY24 were 30 days against 39 days in Q1 of FY23. Therefore, net working capital days in Q1 FY24 were 72 days versus 60 days in Q1 of FY23. In this quarter, the availability of product ensured there was no element of lost sales. This is the ninth straight quarter with no element of lost sales. In the current year, the capex budget, other than the brownfield faucetware expansion and the proposed greenfield sanitaryware expansion program, is at 35 crores, of which 5 crores were spent in Q1 FY24. As on 30th June, 2023, our cash and cash equivalents stood at 755 crores against 566 crores as on 30th June 2022, registering an increase of 189 crores or 33%. Positive cash flow for Q1 FY24 has been 54 crores as compared to 48 crores YOY. In conclusion, I would like to say that due to the combination of internal factors, product throughput maximization, brand salience, design differentiation, as well as the macros of home improvement, Cera would be able to monetize all the growth drivers that present themselves. I would now request the moderator to open up the line for Q&A. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Archana Gude from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Congrats on good set of numbers. I have two, three questions. So in the opening remark, you said that 699 new products were introduced and now the efforts will be on getting the deeper penetration of the products. So can you help us understand if we should expect the similar trajectory of these new products for coming years? And also, is it possible to give some color in terms of the new products launched by our key competitors?
So thank you for the question. Normally, we would launch between 75 to 100 products every year. Last year, we launched 699, so 700 products were launched last year. Now, making 700 products part of the consumer psyche, then part of dealer displays, dealer promotions, and manufacturing those 700 new designs with completely different functionality and design aesthetics is a, you know, whole mammoth exercise that is currently going on. So this will occupy, I think, all of this year, which is why in this quarter we chose not to launch a single product. Now, in the past, you know that the industry has an average of 10 to 12% of sales from new products. That number for Cera has historically been 22 to 24%. Last year, in some quarters, it was 36%, in some quarters it was 39%. So this quarter, this number is around 29% for Cera. So almost one third of our revenues are revenues which we did not have earlier. So new products are responsible for that. And in most cases, you will find that new products are coming in with higher functionality and design aesthetics at higher price points. So whatever margin movement you're seeing is all because of product mix changes. And that will be the focus for the next medium term for the company. Keep changing the product mix. Now, in any case, our faucetware number of products has crossed 1,000 products. And sanitaryware, I can give you the exact number of products for both sanitaryware and faucetware. In sanitaryware, we are 1,584 products, whereas in sanitaryware we have 572 products, in faucetware we have 1,584 products. So keeping this kind of product portfolio, and there's plenty of opportunities to upsize the consumer to higher price points. So that's where the focus is.
Right, right. Got it, sir. And sir, my second question is, what is Cera's role while assisting channel partners to build the brand stores, and how many number of brand stores currently we have across like Style Galleries and Herb and Style Galleries, Cera Style Centers, etc.?
So we have four formats currently. One is, 7,000 to 15,000 square feet company-owned format. We have eight of those in large cities and centers where we have large sales. Then we have around 1,500 and 1,000 square feet model, which is dealer-owned and dealer-managed, where Cera is not really part of the OPEX or CAPEX. We have 184 of those.
Okay.
And then we have a retailer model. Some are shop in shop, some are exclusive, some are multi-brand. We have 781.
Mm-hmm.
So the aim is to double these 184 and 781 over the next 3 to 4 years. And we are also toying with various models, you know, hybrid model, then 1500 square feet and above model. There are plenty of models that we are toying with.
Correct. And so lastly, how much expenses should we expect for the three company-owned style studios as Bangalore, Mumbai, and Chandigarh?
See, for the dealer-owned, dealer-managed, there is no CAPEX or OPEX from Cera, nor is it for the retailer-owned, retailer-managed. For the company-owned, in bulk of the cases, the real estate is not bought anymore. It is all leased. So it is just the maintenance costs and, of course, the rentals. Electricity cost, sales people cost, technicians, and the rental. So that is all part of the P&L. There is no real CAPEX involved. The fit outs are less than 1.5-2 crores per store.
Okay. Sure. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Praveen Sai from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. The first question is related to the growth in the sanitary and the faucet wear. This quarter, we had given a single digit of a growth. So way forward, also the guidance is of 17% to 19%. So next 9 months, are you expecting, the higher than 20% of a growth? And from where actually you are expecting such kind of a growth?
So if you look at the Q1 numbers, the growth percentage looks at 8%. But the absolute number is still 50 crores. Last year's Q1 has had a high base effect because it was a 74% increase from FY22. As far as growing 17 to 19% annually, we said that from 1440 will become 2900 crores by September 25. That goal remains intact. And there might be some seasonality effect in some quarter. That is why we don't give out a Q-on-Q guidance or even annual guidance. But this year's annual guidance, last year we grew by 25%. This year, even if we grow by 20%, it will mean, adding 360 crores of sales. So it will all equalize at the end. In any case, you'll find that Q3 and Q4 are about 60-62% of sales each year.
Okay. And also in the opening remark, you said about the replacement demand were very strong. So how much is that contributes to your revenue? And the way forward also, you are expecting a very strong growth. And can you give some numbers to that as well?
Currently, both project demand and replacement demand are very, very strong. And we resist the temptation to take on a significant portion of project demand because that results in change in the margin profile. So I can give you some numbers as well. Project demand was about 35% of sales and replacement demand was about 65% of sales. Now, going forward, there's no, thinking to really change this ratio because that impacts the margin profile.
Okay. So this is a historically level, 65% is a replacement for you and you wanted to continue with this, right, sir?
Right, but I'll tell you why this is important. In periods where there is a surge of project demand, this ratio can change, but to be able to resist that surge in project demand is very difficult, but we don't fall prey to any of those, sudden market trends. We make sure that 65% hovers around 60 to 65%.
Okay, that's helpful, sir. And can you quantify the numbers for advertisement expense for this quarter and the last year, the same quarter?
This quarter, FY23 was 11.02 crores. Last year was 11.74 crores.
Okay, sir. And also, can you give the capex for a brownfield and the greenfield for this year and the next year?
So capex for faucetware, which was earmarked at 69 crores, is now completed at 58 crores. And that started in July 22, will get completed in August 23. In addition to that, there is a capex in a current facility and in customer touch points, all totaling 35 crores for FY24. The breakup of that is sanitaryware automation 11 crores, faucetware automation 4 crores, customer touch points 8 crores, and land and building in and around the current manufacturing facilities of 8 crores, logistics and IT 4 crores. In addition to all of these, the sanitaryware greenfield plant, where the land will cost around 25 crores, the manufacturing facility, civil work, plant and machinery will cost another 105 crores. So it will be a 130 crore project.
And some part of that will come in this financial year?
The land portion.
Oh, okay. I have some more questions. I'll come in a queue, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dheeresh Pathak from White Oak Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. So you are mentioning 780 dealer-owned, dealer-managed, and then, retailer-owned, retailer-managed, and then 180 dealer-owned, dealer-managed, and then few company-owned, company-operated. So all that adds up to roughly 1,000. So the total retail touch points would be more than this, right? So or they are just 1,000 touch points?
You know, these are the large format, dedicated, where you can see some huge amount of Cera branding, large, LED displays, dedicated corners, shop-in-shops. That is the retailer format. In the dealer, it is, in most cases, exclusive. So a dealer who's making the kind of investment for 1,000 or 1,500 square feet, in most cases, more than 95%, you'll find there are exclusive Cera dealers. And this is a huge working capital investment by them as well, because they have to give credits to large and medium-sized customers. They buy from Cera on cash and carry. So for them, the financial commitment, the OPEX is very, very high. In a normal dealer who has a 1,500 or 1,000 square feet display area would be servicing anything between 30 to 60 retailers, which we are not even counting.
Mm-hmm.
Because these would be hardware stores and many other types of stores that, I mean, there's no way for us to keep a track other than through this retailer loyalty program. Our financial transaction ends with the invoicing on the dealer and getting paid, which is why this whole retailer loyalty program was launched to begin with. We want to understand the pricing relationship between the retailer and the dealer, the kind of SKUs that are moving, velocity of sales, all of that. And in our model, we want to have the dealer with as close to zero inventory as possible, which is why we have these 19 distributed warehouses across the country with a large number of SKUs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So these 184 dealer-owned, dealer-managed, so these they have these showrooms as well as they manage the retailer relationship also. Like you said, each dealer will have 30 to 60 retail touch points. So they do dual, right?
That's right. And in fact, these dealers have a very large infrastructure of three-wheelers, four-wheelers, own warehouses, salespeople, bank lines and dedicated customers, they also have the ability to bundle sanitary ware and faucet ware with many other things, maybe construction chemicals, plywood, sometimes even cement.
Understood. How much, what was the, you gave a spend on ad spends, what was the spend on loyalty programs last year?
So the loyalty program will be, the annual cost will be below 18 crores. That was the retailer loyalty program. The plumber loyalty program, which has just been launched, that cost, I think we'll get to know in 6 to 9 months from now. Because there are a lot of tweaks that take place along the way.
Okay. Retailer loyalty program has been running for how many years?
1 year. It's just completed 15 months.
Okay. One more question. The top, you know, just to understand, you mentioned a lot of SKUs and products you have in both faucet and sanitary ware, but just to understand the skew, the top 10-20 SKUs in, let's say, faucet as well as sanitary ware, they would contribute what percentage of that category's revenue?
See, that we analyze, but we don't really give out because that would be sharing a lot of data with the peer group. And that list, in any case, changes very rapidly with introduction of new products.
Okay, but is it fairly fragmented or is it skewed in...
Very fragmented. In fact, consumer demand is such for similar looking SKUs, higher priced SKUs are moving faster.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Udit Ganjiwala from AS Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking up my question. So firstly, could you give a split of what is our outsourced and in-house manufacturing for this quarter for both sanitary and faucet?
For sanitary ware, for this quarter, outsourcing constituted 59% of sales. Manufacturing at our own plant was 41% of sales. For faucet ware, it was 50 and 50 outsourcing and 50 own manufacturing. If you want to compare that to the whole year last year, FY23, in sanitary ware, outsourcing was also 59% of sales and own manufacturing 41. In faucet ware, outsourcing was 52% of sales and own manufacturing 48.
Got it, sir. This was helpful. And then secondly, when we look at the new sanitary ware plant, if we are able to complete the land acquisition in this fiscal, by when can we expect the plant, you know, to start commercial, and what is the capacity size that you all have in mind for as of now?
See, the expectation is the land formalities could be completed sometime in Q2 or Q3, and then that will set the zero date. And initial production will be 18 months from zero date. The full production will be 24 months from zero date. The there's no point discussing a rated capacity of, even if I say it's a rated capacity of 12 lakh units per year, it doesn't mean anything because that number will change dramatically depending on the kind of SKU made in the factory.
Okay, but do we expect a similar 3.5 to 4 times asset turn for the site capacity?
I'll just give you the exact number. Based on the current estimates, the new sanitary ware plant at a cost of, let's say, 130 crores will have asset turns of close to 2.5 times. And the faucet ware plant at a cost of, at 69 crores, the asset turns were 3.5 times. Now that you have completed at 58 crores, the asset turns will increase further.
Okay. So, sir, just lastly, this new sanitary ware plant, though it is in proximity to our current land, but there we will not get the gas advantage that we are getting from here, right?
But there are other, you know, many other options that are being looked at besides the typical natural gas.
Okay. Okay, understood.
And gas, in any case, is now a very small portion of manufacturing costs. As we are upsizing our SKUs and going higher in the value chain, you know, these individual RM costs are declining in percentage.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you for the... Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Omkar Kugare from Shree Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, in the commentary you mentioned that the premium category is constitutes around 45%, right?
That's right. So I'll give you the exact number and I'll split it up on sanitaryware and faucetware. For the company as a whole, the premium category is 45%, mid category 31%, and entry 24%. When you split that up in sanitaryware, the number is premium 59%, mid 18%, and entry 23%. And faucetware is premium 25%, mid 49%, and entry 26%. I think we lost him.
Mr. Omkar, may we request you to unmute your line from your side, please? Mr. Omkar, we are unable to hear you. May we request you to unmute your line from your side? So may I request that you move to the next participant? Our next question is from the line of Asim from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Ayush. Just one question on future growth. Of the 17 to 19% expectation in the near term, rather the next 2 years, fair to say that faucetware should be the key driver for growth since sanitaryware is running at full utilization and you have been moving up the value chain in-house for a while. So sanitaryware growth would be flatline or be sub 10% in the near term?
See, manufacturing capacity is not the best determinant of top line growth simply because the products that are made in-house, that list changes dynamically, and products that are given to outsource partners are also changed dynamically. So availability of capacity from outsource partners is always there for low-end products, and you know, we provide a lot of training and QC to our outsource partners. Depending on that, that list can be modified. So whether the plant at one point, you know, last quarter and the quarter before that was running at 115% as well. Currently it's running at 100%. But there is enough flexibility to change the product mix within the plant. So manufacturing is not a constraint, which is why, you know, as we've been sharing with each other, that the optimum inventory level has to be maintained in a distributed manner. So we have distributed our availability of products across the country, which is why the 70 plus days of inventory is the correct number. So this is the 9th straight quarter with zero loss of sales of any SKU with full availability. So I take your point, faucetware will grow much faster because the faucetware industry is double the size of the sanitaryware industry, and the theme of, you know, unorganized to organized has not fully played out in the faucetware business. Only half the 11,000 or 12,000 crore market is currently organized. So that theme is also playing out at a very rapid pace. So the percentage growth in faucetware will be higher than sanitaryware, but it's still 33% of our business versus 52-53% being sanitaryware. So it has some catching up to do. And sanitaryware will also be growing at the same time.
But any hint of a number for sanitaryware growth? Also, I appreciate, I'm sure everyone appreciates what you've done despite utilization being peak for quite a while in terms of growth. I just want to know how much more can the growth be strong enough before your new capacity actually hits it.
So adding that 17 to 19% growth, you know, which when we said that 2 years ago, it seemed like a difficult task to most people who know the company, but we delivered in the last 2 years. Even this year is possible. Adding 17 to 19% will be 340 to 350 crores of sales.
Sure, got it. And just last question, any comments on the tiles business growth, even though it's a smaller business now, how would that grow from here on?
So tiles is now a fully outsourced business with no real assets on our books other than maybe some receivables. We are operating almost at a zero inventory model. It is now 10.5% of sales. This quarter, the number was 44 crores. For FY23, the entire number was 190 crores. So, I mean, it's an independent business, and we view it only as a complementary business to sanitaryware, faucetware, and as a trading business. So it has its own P&L, etc., its own sales channels, which are sometimes different from sanitaryware and faucetware. So there is no real, you know, emphasis to grow that business, given that there is such a significant overhang of overcapacity in that industry, and your prices sometimes soften. But one more thing I just wanted to highlight about tiles. Our soluble salt tiles, which was a fully commoditized business, is now only 4% of sales. And GVT, which is the industry standard and also the most profitable portion of the business, has grown by 29% over last year. Then double charge full body, which is also a very profitable tile segment, has grown by 41%. So the emphasis is to go upsizing again in design, in slabs, and in full body and in GVT, rather than the soluble salt or wall tiles, which are more commoditized and more pricing driven.
Thank you, sir. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Asim, may we request you to rejoin the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Akash Shah from UTI Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Ayush. Thank you very much for the opportunity. So, if we look at, I don't know whether my data is correct, but actually brass prices have corrected. So, by about 5% on a year-on-year basis, or let's say 9% on a QOQ basis. So, any thoughts? Are we planning to increase discount, or let's say, how is the competition behaving?
So I'll just give you some color on all raw materials. On a YOY basis, brass has gone down by 7%, and Zamak, which is another key raw material ingredient in the handles of single lever tile, single lever faucets, has gone down by 31%. But pricing at the MRP level or at the dealer landing level has not changed. So you'll find in our history that there's never really been an instance where MRPs or dealer landings change. Sometimes when there are slow-moving items, there are combo offers with sanitaryware or with other slow-moving items and fast-moving items to liquidate the stock. That's about it. But at the same time, in sanitaryware, bulk of the raw materials have moved up. So China clay, which is a key raw material, has moved up 18%, feldspar 3%, color and glaze 2 and 3%. Zinc, which is one of the very small constituents of RM, has moved down 35%. So in the basket of both, you'll find sanitaryware and faucetware are sold together most of the time. In the basket of both, there's not been any meaningful or material change.
Sure. So we are not sort of increasing discount. I mean, we are broadly keeping the prices.
See, increasing discount for a brand like Cera is never really an option, because the brand is so strong. And increasing discount is a, you know, desperate attempt by newer entrants in the business. Those increased discounts may or may not reach the ultimate consumer. So here in this company, we would like to talk to the ultimate consumer, which is why you're also seeing many companies which, you know, operated behind the wall in the pipes or PVC pipes business have not really been successful in sanitaryware and faucetware, because they are talking to civil contractors, civil engineers and plumbers, whereas Cera would speak to the consumers directly. This is a completely different business model.
Right, sure. And my second question is, so in faucet, now that we have commenced the brownfield capacity, how much, I mean, do you think that we will see a significant decline in outsourcing and there will be significant increase in own manufacturing in faucetware business?
There might be a slight decline in outsourcing, but we expect sales to pick up in a manner that the ratio may or may not change, and it's not really anything that makes a difference to profitability. We will continue to outsource lower end products. So 1.25 lakh pieces of lower end products which were outsourced, we don't expect to make those in-house because they really don't complement our skill set and technologies.
Do you foresee enough demand that we will be able to ramp up capacity very soon, or do you see that the ramp up of the capacity will take some time?
To give you an example, we were producing 1.5 lakh units of faucetware in our facility till September 21. Now we are at 3 lakhs. That 3 lakhs is now fully absorbed. Similarly, 3 lakhs is going to 4 lakhs. That 4 lakhs will get absorbed with no changes to that 1.25 lakh outsourcing number. And, you know, these are all that pink gold, then black matte, which is all sought after by the new consumer. So these PVD SKUs, yellow gold, pink gold, the pricing is much higher than the typical chrome products. But their demand is also much higher. So we are addressing a completely different market now.
Thank you, sir. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Akasha. May we request you to repeat the question queue for follow-up questions?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Our next question is from the line of Omkar Gugardhar from Shri Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Omkar, your line has been unmuted. You can go ahead with the question. May I request Mr. Omkar to unmute your line from your side?
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. My question was regarding the 45% premium category which you mentioned in the commentary. I just wanted to know how has been the trend for this in the last 3-4 years, from what percentage it has moved to 45%, and what will be the trend you assume for that?
We can of course make a trend chart and share it with all shareholders and investors and analysts, but this number has been increasing for 2-3 reasons. First of all, bulk of the new product introductions have been at the mid and premium end of the business at higher price points and with higher degree of design difficulty. Now that is one of the barriers to entry. So for a brand like Cera, higher design aesthetics and design difficulty provides higher realization. So that's, you know, something that is exclusive to us. If you look at our catalog, it's on the website. You'll find a lot of new designs in faucetware, sanitaryware. In sanitaryware, you'll find a lot of non-cavity based straight line products, whether it's floor standing WCs or wall hung WCs or thin rim sinks. These are the products that are selling well at dramatically higher price points. So right from, you know, engineering, R&D, manufacturing, then educating the sales force, dealers, how to push, how to explain the benefits to the consumer. This is a whole new, you know, process, which is why you are seeing the increase in share of premium products.
Okay, just can you just quantify in terms of number for this? Just a ballpark number, not exact figure.
That I'll have to make for the last few years. Okay. And then I'll have to share it with everybody so that everyone has access to the same information.
Okay, but the trend has been rising and you would see that continuing, right?
That's right.
Okay, the second question is on the pricing front. As you mentioned, there was no price hike, but the competition increased the price. So this is because you earlier had a price hike. At that time, they didn't hike the price, or what was it like?
So I'll give you some background on our price hikes. Our last price hike was in May 2022 of 3% in sanitary wear and 5% in faucet wear. Before that was November 21, also a gap of about 8 months. 10% in sanitary wear, 5.5% in faucet wear. So you're seeing that our price hikes are lower than inflation. At the same time, the margins are moving up. Top line is moving up. Because our plant efficiency is making up for any increase in inflation, which includes RM inflation, wage inflation, electricity or gas costs. So I cannot comment about other competitors and their manufacturing efficiency, but you know, like I've been saying number of times, the fulcrum of this business is manufacturing efficiency.
Okay, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to all participants, may we request participants to limit their questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mohit Agrawal from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Mohit, your line has been unmuted. You can go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes,
sir. Yes, please.
Okay. So Ayush, I had two questions. So one is on the 17% to 19% guidance, revenue guidance, growth guidance. Now, what is the price growth assumption that you are taking? So is it entirely due to value mix and volume growth?
See, last year it was entirely mix change because the last price hike was negligible of 3% in sanitary wear in May 2022. This year we've gone through almost 15 months with no change in price. So, I mean, I wouldn't like to speculate about the future and the pricing decisions that are taken by the sales and marketing team going forward. But it's best to assume that this 17 to 19% will be half mix and volume and half inflation led.
Okay, understood. And quickly, you mentioned in one of the previous questions, answer to a previous question, that the new entrants have not been, you know, so successful because of their focus on B2B. So is it fair to conclude that the competitive intensity has not at all changed on ground, especially considering that you have 35% demand coming from project business also? Or is it limited to some specific segments or SKU? So could you give some color on that?
See, the competitive intensity between the 4 or 5 large players has been very high for the last, let's say, 15-20 years. That has not changed. But newer entrants who may have been successful in other businesses, they have found this industry very difficult because the consumer who's installing a product worth 10,000 or 15,000 and the consumer is going to use it for the next 10 years does not want to experiment with brands. That is why there is a huge element of repeat businesses in sanitary wear and faucet wear. And at the same time, if any company comes from a B2B orientation, they cannot succeed in this business. So in that respect, it is not really a buildings material business, more a FMCG business where you're speaking directly to the consumer and explaining the design and other differentiation of your product. That is the only thing that will sell. Second thing is warranties. You see, in faucet wear, why did Cera suddenly become, in less than 10 years, the second largest player? Because we started offering a 15-year warranty. No one else was able to pierce a 10-year warranty for a faucet. This is a 15-year full replacement warranty for the main forged brass piece in the faucet. And finally, you know, newer companies that come in, they outsource their after-sales service to third-party contractors. Cera has more than 400 technicians on its own rolls, which visit customers in any part of the country within 24 to 48 hours of receiving a call. That is again a huge differentiator, because our technicians are, their KRAs are totally linked to customer satisfaction, whereas a third party contractor is more inclined to try and sell some spares or charge for the visit, thereby leaving behind a more disgruntled customer.
Sure, understood. Thanks a lot. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anil from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wish. Congratulations on consistent performance. I have just one question. In FY23 annual report, I saw a bad debt of 5.5 crore rupees. Can you please tell us, what was it on account of?
This is in the normal course of business. You know, we just take a hit of any kind of receivables beyond a certain date. So any receivables where the dealer has not been cooperating, or the sales field staff gives us feedback that there's not going to be repeat business, and whatever outstanding that remains should be written off, we take a write-off. And even our auditors have defined certain parameters. So based on that, and you saw the number last year on 1800 crores, 5 crore write-off on receivables not happening is a very negligible number, first. Second, we have the lowest receivable days in the industry and the highest percentage of cash and carry sales. So our business...
It was not there, year before. That's why I was wondering, so this must be something to do with project business, right? Because retail, to anyway, will be cash and carry, right?
And the retail delinquencies are on the dealer. They are not really related to the company. Only dealer delinquencies are on the company. And for the portion that is not cash and carry. But individual accounts would be 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakh. So within the 5 crores, if you see the composition, no single number would be more than a couple of lakhs.
Got it. And secondly, you retain your target, right? 2900 crore by September 25.
That's right.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Lalit Kumar from LKR Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Ayush. Ayush, what is the faucet market share which we have currently?
Again, giving a number is very speculative, because there is no third party authenticated report. But we are the second largest player after the market leader, and our market share is in double digits, and our share of incremental market share is 1.5 times our current market share, because we are capturing a significant portion of the growth of the faucet market. So if for illustration purposes, if our market share is 10-11%, our incremental market share would be 16-17%.
Got it. And what's the cash balance and inventory days you had mentioned currently?
Your voice was a little muffled.
What's the cash balance and inventory days you had mentioned?
Right. I'll just give you that number. Inventory days are 74 days, and the cash balance increased from 566 crores to 755 crores.
Okay, so what is the plan? Do we have a much better utilization plan for reduction of our working capital days from 72 to 60? Given that we are at 100% capacity both in sanitary ware and faucet.
The 12-day increase that you are seeing in working capital days is primarily because of the 9-day decrease in payable days. So payable days, many companies have 70 days and 75 days as payable days. Cera has traditionally had a very low payable day because we keep it aligned to our receivable days, which is now between 26 and 27.
Got it. And on the CapEx, how much is the internal accrual and how much is going to be the debt?
There will be zero debt taken, and in fact, even this cash balance, all best attempts will be not to touch the cash balance, but to finance all capex from that quarter's operating cash flow.
Got it.
So this quarter we had 58 crores of operating cash flow. Additional, I mean, this year we'll definitely have close to 250 crores of operating cash flow, which is much more than the capex on any financial year.
And the last question you had mentioned for the capex, the asset turn being 2.5x. So I think you are giving what a conservative project number, given that we are already on a blended asset turn of 3.4, 3.5x.
No, no, I'll give you the exact number for financial year 22-23. Asset turns was 6x.
No, no, for the capex one.
Yes, capex for the faucetware project, which at 69 crores the asset turns were 3.5. So at 58 crores that number will be 4 or higher than that.
Correct.
So sanitary ware we are only estimating that based on 128 crores the asset turns are 2.34x. Okay. But that number will dramatically change once we get the final product mix and selling price, which is, you know, no point finalizing a product mix for a plant that is more than 18 months away.
Got it. Okay, best wishes.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I would like to thank everyone for attending this call and for showing interest in Cera Sanitaryware Limited. Cera remains positive that a strong positioning in the industry, improving macros, will help it deliver steady and consistent growth going forward. Should you feel any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to me or CDR India. Thank you once again for taking time to join the call and see you all next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Cera Sanitaryware Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.